Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
This incense had to be made in a special way. And God gave directions earlier how to make this incense. You just didn't put anything on here. It was made with certain materials and certain spices, so to speak, and a certain mixture. Well, and that's what he says, offer no strange incense thereon, only the kind I tell you, nor burnt sacrifice. You don't sacrifice there, that's on the outside of the tabernacle at the brazen altar. Nor meat offering, neither shall ye pour drink offering therein. And it talks about, and Aaron shall make an offering, atonement, upon the horns of it once a year. Now he's talking, I'm jumping way ahead of this. I don't want to lose y'all here. David referred to this altar in Psalm 141, verse number 2, as this altar represented our prayers to the Lord, this altar of incense. It represents our prayers unto the Lord. That's why you don't offer sacrifices there. In Psalm 141, verse number 2, let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up my hands as in the evening sacrifice. So the thought of this was like the prayers of the saints, was what this altar of incense, and it was pleasing to the Lord. It had to be a certain one. Revelation chapter number 5, verse number 8. And when he had taken the book, and the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. The prayers of the saints. And there's other verses I want to read to you, but time won't allow. I won't go a little bit farther with this. Listen, your prayers are never wasted. Your prayers are never wasted. And this has nothing to do with prayers, but do you know your tears are never wasted? Let me share something with you. Psalm 56, 8 has nothing to do with an altar of incense, but when I was studying this, and it talks about our prayers, do you know God cares for us? He knows every tear that we ever shed. He knows. In Psalm 56, verse 8, you ought to highlight this in your Bible somewhere. Thou tellest me my wandering. Thou put my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? Let that sink in. I don't know exactly all the depth of that meaning. I just know that David knew something about, thou put my tears into thy bottle. Bottle of remembrance, into thy, and are they not in thy book? The thought is God knows everything about us. Our ins, our outs, our hurting, every tear that is shed, every prayer that is uttered, God knows. And all this thing represented in the tabernacle represented Christ. And even that altar of incense, Jesus' prayer before God. We'll get into that later on, because he is the high priest. Everything pointed to Jesus Christ. And then go back to Hebrews chapter number, verse number 3. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the Ark of the Covenant. And this is where I cut off on the thing about Aaron and all taking he was at the altar. Remember, we were there in Exodus chapter number 30. He's at the altar of incense. He's to take on the Day of Atonement. Aaron takes off the altar of incense, this golden censer, and he puts in it pieces of coal and incense. And he walks into the Holy of Holies with this altar with the golden censer that has the incense and the coals, the fire that's burning, and it fills that 15 by 15 by 15 room up with smoke, so to speak. And Exodus 30 talks of a reference. Exodus 30 speaks of this, that the smoke rides and it covers all of this. Just that whole area is covered with the incense and with the smoke of the golden censer. On the Day of Atonement, he would take it. I have it marked here. Let's go to Leviticus. I want you to see this. Leviticus chapter number 16. This refers to that. Once a year on the Day of Atonement, this would take place. Aaron, who was the first high priest, and the high priest that would follow him generation after generation, Leviticus 16, 12 and 13. And the vessel of the earth that he touches with that the issue shall be broken, and every vessel, I'm in the wrong one, 16. Verse number 12. And he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar before the Lord. Remember, on the altar of incense. And his hands full of sweet incense, beaten small, and bring it within the veil, within the holy place. And the verse number 13. And he shall put the incense upon the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat that is upon the testimony, and that he die not. So it's very important about this golden censer. If you don't do it, that he die not. Now, it does not speak of it in the Bible, but Jewish history tells us that it's interesting that when the high priest would walk into the Holy of Holies, they have two things on them. Number one, they would have a rope, what they say. The Bible does not say this, but Jewish history tells us this, that they would have a rope tied to the ankle of the high priest. Because nobody could enter the Holy of Holies except the high priest, or they'd be killed. And the thought was, again, it's not in the Bible, but they say this is the way it was, that when he would walk into the Holy of Holies, if God did not accept the sacrifice, he would kill the high priest, and they'd have to pull the rope and drag him out of the Holy of Holies, so they're not going in there to get him out. And the other thing they say that he has would be some bells on his... on the bottom of his garments, that they would hear him walking around in the priest would inside the holy place. They would hear the high priest walking around making the Day of Atonement, that sacrifice, that blood that would be there. And by the way, am I going too fast for y'all? Okay. Before he would go into the Holy of Holies, the high priest would have to make a sacrifice for himself outside. He'd take that blood, the sacrifice for his sins. He has to go into the Holy of Holies. He would offer that blood for his sins. Or the Holy of Holies, yeah. Offer that blood for his sins. He'd have to go back out, slay another bullock, take the blood off of the altar, and take it back into the Holy of Holies for the sins of the people. And all this was done one day a year. And by the way, after that, he would go outside and there would be a lamb or a goat. Okay, and he would lay his hands upon that goat. And you know the story. He would send him off into the wilderness. Y'all remember that one? This is yes, this is no. All this happened on the Day of Atonement. They would lead that goat into the wilderness. And there it's a picture of Jesus taking our sins as far as the east is from the west. There's a lot could be said there. But I'm going to say a lot happened that day on the Day of Atonement. The high priest was doing all this. So on the golden censer, he would place the burning coals and incense, and he'd bring it into the Holy of Holies. And then it talks about the Ark of the Covenant, and that's where I want to spend the next few minutes. The Ark of the Covenant overlaid with gold, verse number 4, Hebrews 9. And inside was a golden pot that had manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the table of the covenant. The Ark of the Covenant. They've been movies made about the Ark of the Covenant. Indiana Jones and is it the Temple of the Doom or whatever, looking for the Ark. And people to this day is looking for the Ark of the Covenant. Somebody here asked me a few weeks ago, where do I think the Ark of the Covenant is? Do they think it's in Jerusalem, you know, behind the city walls? Do I think we're in Ethiopia? All kinds of places people say they have the Ark of the Covenant. I believe it's in heaven. That's just me. That's just me. I don't know. The Bible does not say that would open up. Anyway, the Ark was above all the other vessels in glory and honor. It was the centerpiece, if you will, of all the pieces of furnishings that was in the tabernacle. It was the Ark of the Covenant that was the centerpiece. And it was also, it was a symbol declaring that God was present among his people. It was also, like the other ones, made of shittim wood covered with gold. Now the Ark was 3 foot 9 inches long. Again, it's not very big. 3 foot 9 inches long, a little smaller than the communion table.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.